A statement from the owner say the MD-11 aircraft en route on Sunday to Durban, South Africa from Munich, Germany, was carrying, quote, a diplomatic shipment for the South African Reserve Bank. It expressed its condolence over the death, saying, quote, we are saddened that a person has lost his life by stowing aboard one of our cargo aircraft, close quote. The company acknowledged that it was working, quote, closely with the Zimbabwean authorities as they fully investigate this situation. We appreciate their professionalism and the care they have shown our crew, our cargo, and our aircraft. Along with our customer, Network Airline Management, we express our condolences and support the efforts of the Zimbabwean government. We also appreciate the dedication of our crew, the patience of the South African government while awaiting its shipment, and the engagement of the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe. U.S. Embassy spokesperson Karen Kelly told Studio 7 that the embassy is not commenting at the moment and referred all questions to the Civil Aviation of Zimbabwe, or CAZ. But CAZ was not available for comment. Zimbabwean police spokesperson Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba told Studio 7 that investigations are still underway and it's a long process. Charamba said the post-mortem is currently being done in Zimbabwe. The statement added that Western Global Airlines is in continuous contact with its crew, and when cleared to do so, they will complete the last leg of this charter. The aircraft departed Munich, Germany Airport on Friday, the 13th, 2016, with a crew of three pilots and a mechanic, as well as two passengers traveling as couriers for the diplomatic shipment. The aircraft made a refueling stop at Zimbabwe's Harare International Airport approximately 9 hours later. During the refueling process, ground crew attending the aircraft noticed unusual streaking on the nose gear, and upon further investigation, a deceased male was discovered in a compartment adjacent to the wheel well. The company has confirmed that its normal service, safety and security inspections, which meet or exceed all security maintenance and operation standards, were performed by its maintenance personnel prior to the flight, and that cockpit crews conducted exterior walkarounds prior to departure. But the company says, quote, the area where the body was found is an area not visible to these inspections, and there is no indication the stowaway's presence affected the operation of the aircraft, close quote. But how common are these stowaways? Since 1996, there have been 105 stowaways on 94 flights worldwide, according to the Federal Aviation Administration in the United States, in an email to the U.S. Today Network. More than 76% of those attempts resulted in deaths, the FAA says. The FAA's numbers reflect stowaways in the wheel wells, nose wells, and other unpressurized areas. Stowaways in wheel wells, as in most recent cases, have to contend with freezing temperatures, lack of oxygen, and the risk of being crushed by the plane's wheels. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.